Hello there, guys. Today I'm going to be talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 with my good friend, Hannah. Let's get straight into the review and discussion. I'm talking about Guardians now because it's one of the best films in the Marvel Universe, and I wanted to talk about it now rather than wait until near the end of the second phase. Let's get straight into the podcast.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Okay, are you ready to talk about Guardians?
Nice.
Yes. Right, this is awkward. Never done this before on the good old podcast.
I'm a noob.
Yeah, you didn't even know what a podcast was. Okay, right. What do you like about Guardians?
I kind of like this. It's funny, like. Compared to other, say you compare it to a DC thing, heaven forbid, you don't really find that they're more the action based, whereas films like this are more comedy as well as action, but there's a comedic aspect to it as well.
Because you get more of a balance rather than like a really dark
kind
of only action film.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about DC. I mean, Wonder Woman's okay, but...
How dare you say that? You've offended me.
Well, it's like, no, I think that's
you just said a DC show was okay. You've offended me.
I think that's the reason that DC TV is a lot better than DC films, because DC TV is a lot like a Marvel film, you know? It has a good story and lots of good action.
Yeah.
Balances it out with humour rather than it being super dark. And even Arrow, which is still really dark, especially towards the start, it still balances it out with comedy at certain points.
Yeah.
And I think the music in Guardians is one of the best parts too.
Oh, yeah. It's on my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, I think the soundtrack is really good. So, what don't you like?
Oh, it'd be better if it was more, like, child-friendly, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
there's the odd swear word here and there.
Yeah, but that's with every Marvel film.
True, yeah.
It's like, there are bits in Iron Man that I think really could really easily make it a 15A. So you can, if you're 12 or over, but... It really should, because there's the scene... I mean, you've seen Iron Man, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's the scene where he's on the plane and he has, like, the strippers, and that's not for a kid's film, really, is it?
No, yeah, I agree.
And in the deleted scene, that scene is a lot more extended.
Oh, gee.
That part was in the film. It should have been a 15. And it's about terrorists.
Yeah.
That's really not, but the thing with Guardians is it's really only a couple of swear words and jokes.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is that Ronan is supposed to be this big bad who works with Thanos, yet his big, like, evil thing is that he accuses people.
Yeah.
It's like his big villain line is, Xandar, I accuse you. You have been accused.
Yeah.
That's not...
That's the most terrifying thing anyone's ever said.
And another thing is, Rocket... In real life, Rocket would definitely have killed everyone when he crashed the Milano.
Is that what
into Ronan. Because Ronan was literally holding Drax, and Star-Lord and everyone were clearly hit by it as well.
Yes.
In reality, they would have been taken down with Ronan easily.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ronan is my big problem with the film. I don't think he's that great of a villain. Because his expressions, even for a comedy, are way over the top. Even for a film, they are so over the top. Okay.
I think Ego was as... a better villain than Ronan, even though I do prefer Volume 1. I do prefer Ego as a villain.
I think that's because... That's the same here, but I think that's more because you have like a really personal connection with Star-Lord because it's his father.
Yeah.
So I feel like that
plot twist, he's actually evil. Like, we haven't seen that before in every other film.
Yeah. It's like, now this really annoys me that they fired James Gunn. Because the scene in Infinity War, the Guardians aren't even in the start of the scene. But you hear an older song and you instantly know that it's Guardians because of what James Gunn did.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't even see the Guardians for the first 10 seconds of that scene in Infinity War.
You know it's gonna have the Guardians in.
Oh, it's the Guardians straight away. You know that's what you're not with next. So it really annoys me that they fired James Gunn over a couple of tweets when they knew about the tweets, when they hired him in the first place. And they were fairly new tweets when they did hire him.
Yeah.
So I think it's just Disney trying to keep a good reputation, to be honest.
Yeah.
Firing him made their reputation worse in the end.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So, what do you like about the characters and character development and stuff?
I really like how Groot never knows what he's doing. Just the one who's always doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, even when he's fully grown, he's still quite childish, but not as childish as Baby Groot, because I just love that scene with the bomb.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say that Guardians 2 is better because it has more of Gamora and Nebula. But I don't know why, but I just do not like Gamora and Nebula.
Really? I really like Nebula, though, for the sole fact that it's Karen Gillan.
Yeah, because of Doctor Who.
Because of Doctor Who, yeah. Pond.
I don't know why, I just find... I mean, Gamora's okay because of her really, really strong link to Thanos.
Yeah.
And I really like the way that they develop that and bring it in, like, full force in Infinity War. That's really great continuity, but I think it's a bit... just off. It doesn't feel right with the more light-hearted tone of Guardians, yet they bring in this really dark thing where it's like, yeah, Thanos killed my parents and he killed Drax's family.
Yeah.
But he's Gamora's father. I don't know why, it just feels out of place with the film, even though it's really important.
Yeah, it's like a really light-hearted film and they bring in, it's like a slap in the face. They just bring in this really dark...
Now, I don't mind that it's balanced, like, with the dark elements. It's just that it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But, Rocket and Groot's friendship is one of the best parts about the film.
Oh, yes. Very, very much. Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Okay, hola. Are you ready to talk about Guardians?
Nice.
Yeah. Right, this is awkward. Never done this before on the good old podcast.
I'm a noob.
Yeah, you didn't even know what a podcast was. Okay, right. What do you like about Guardians?
I kind of like this. It's funny. Like, compared to other... Say you compare it to a DC thing, heaven forbid. You don't really find that they're more the action based, whereas films like this are more comedy as well as action, but there's a comedic aspect to it as well.
Because you get more of a balance rather than like a really dark
kind of
only action film.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about DC. I mean, Wonder Woman's okay, but
how dare you say that? You've offended me.
It's like, no, I think that's
you
what...
You just said a DC show was okay. You've offended me.
I think that's the reason that DC TV is a lot better than DC films, because DC TV is a lot like a Marvel film, you know? It has a good story and lots of good action.
Yeah.
It balances it out with humor rather than it being super dark. And even Arrow, which is still really dark, especially towards the start, it still balances it out with comedy at certain points.
Yeah.
And I think the music in Guardians is one of the best parts too.
Oh, yeah. It's on my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, I think the soundtrack is really good. So, what don't you like?
Oh, it'd be better if it was more, like, child-friendly, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
there's the odd swear word here and there.
Yeah, but that's with every Marvel film.
True, really. Yeah.
It's like, there are bits in Iron Man that I think really could really easily make it a 15A. So you can, if you're 12 or over, but it really should, because there's the scene, I mean, you've seen Iron Man, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's the scene where he's on the plane and he has, like, the strippers, and that's not for a kid's film, really, is it?
No, yeah, I agree.
And in the deleted scene, that scene is a lot more extended.
Oh, gee.
That part was in the film. It should have been a 15. And it's about terrorists.
Yeah.
That's really not. But the thing with Guardians is it's really only a couple of swear words and jokes.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is that Ronan is supposed to be this big bad who works with Thanos, yet his big, like, evil thing is that he accuses people.
Yeah.
It's like his big villain line is, "Xandar, I accuse you. You have been accused."
Yeah.
That's not...
That's the most terrifying thing anyone's ever said.
And another thing is, Rocket... In real life, Rocket would definitely have killed everyone when he crashed the Milano. Is that what into Ronan. Because Ronan was literally holding Drax, and Star-Lord and everyone were clearly hit by it as well.
Yes.
In reality, they would have been taken down with Ronan easily.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ronan is my big problem with the film. I don't think he's that great of a villain, because his expressions, even for a comedy, are way over the top. Even for a film, they are so over the top.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Ego was a better villain than Ronan, even though I do prefer Volume 1. I do prefer Ego as a villain.
I think that's because... That's the same here, but I think that's more because you have, like, a really personal connection with Star-Lord because it's his father.
Yeah.
So I feel like that...
Twist, he's actually evil. Like, we haven't seen that before in every other film.
Yeah. It's like... Now, this really annoys me that they fired James Gunn. Because the scene in Infinity War, the Guardians aren't even in the start of this scene. But you hear an older song, and you instantly know that it's Guardians because of what James Gunn did.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't even see the Guardians for the first 10 seconds of that scene in Infinity War.
You know it's gonna have the Guardians in.
Oh, it's the Guardians straight away. You know that's not with next. So it really annoys me that they fired James Gunn over a couple of tweets when they knew about the tweets, when they hired him in the first place. And they were fairly new tweets when they did hire him.
Yeah.
So I think it's just Disney trying to keep a good reputation, to be honest.
Yeah.
Firing him made their reputation worse in the end.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So, what do you like about the characters and character development and stuff?
I really like how Groot never knows what he's doing. Just the one who's always doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, even when he's fully grown, he's still quite childish, but not as childish as Baby Groot, because I just love that scene with the bomb.
Yeah. Well, A lot of people say that Guardians 2 is better because it has more of Gamora and Nebula, but
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just do not like Gamora and Nebula.
Really? I really like Nebula though, for the sole fact that it's Karen Gillan.
Yeah, because of Doctor Who.
Office of Doctor Who, yeah.
But,
Pond.
don't know why, I just find. I mean, Gamora is okay because of her really, really strong link to Thanos.
Yeah.
And I really like the way that they develop that and bring it in like full force in Infinity War. That's really great continuity, but I think it's a bit just off. It doesn't feel right with the more light-hearted tone of Guardians, yet they bring in this really dark thing where it's like, yeah, Thanos killed my parents and he killed Drax's family,
Yeah.
but he's Gamora's father. It's, I don't know why, it just feels out of place with the film, even though it's really important.
It's like a really light-hearted film, and they bring in, it's like a slap in the face. They just bring in this really dark.
Now, I don't mind that it's balanced, like, with the dark elements. It's just that it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But, Rocket and Groot's friendship is one of the best parts about the
Oh
film.
yes, very, very much.
Okay, guys, so my friend Hannah's account kept glitching, so we can't finish the conversation. But it's all fine, it's all nice and dandy. She said she'd give Guardians Volume 1 either a 7 or 8, and she said she'd give Volume 2 like about a 7. Personally, I'd give Volume 1 a 8.75 out of 10. I wouldn't say it's quite a 9 out of 10, but yeah, Volume 2 probably a 7 out of 10. I wasn't a big fan of it, but it doesn't matter. Thanks. I will see you next time on the Movie Podcast with Yunks TV. Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.